Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, commander of AFPC and your podcast host. I'd like to welcome back your Air Force's Personnel Center senior enlisted leader, Chief Ludd. Welcome back, Chief.
General, always a pleasure to be here. With this topic, I'll just add, I wonder if we should start with push-ups.
I think so. Let's do them. Well, we're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. And this podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions, or if you want to join us for push-ups, you can do that too. Now, today, we're tackling a subject that is fundamental to not only our combat effectiveness, but also to our long-term health and well-being, physical fitness. Last year, our Secretary of War announced that ensuring every warfighter meets the physical and professional demands of combat is foundational to our lethality and readiness. And the Air Force Chief of Staff echoed that the long-term health of our airmen starts with physical fitness. And the habits we build every day are important for our daily life and our quality of life, both in and out of uniform. Chief, the Department of the Air Force Culture of Fitness Initiative and the new standards aim to prepare airmen and guardians for the demands of the future fight and to ensure they have the tools they need to protect their long-term health. What do you think about the path we're on?
I love it. I love the focus. And I'll tell you, I'll start with, it's not about readiness, right? Even though it's a very important readiness part of what we do to be prepared, it's a way of life, right? It's about being healthy, a healthy lifestyle, taking care of yourself. Because I tell you what, when I come out of the gym or I work, when you're eating right, when you're doing the things that you're supposed to do, you're working out, you're exercising, you feel better, you can think a little bit quicker, and you're just in better shape to tackle whatever life challenges bring at you. Now, from a readiness standpoint, I need to be ready to fight, and I need to be ready to fight tonight, and I need to make sure that I am personally prepared for whatever worst day that might be. So it's very important that we take care of ourselves and we're thinking fitness from the start.
Yeah, I agree, Chief, 100%. And it's balanced. I mean, we're talking about fitness today, but all those things are interconnected. Science shows it, and we've got lots of examples where we know these are all interconnected to make sure that we're performing at our top ability. You know, it's our core values, integrity, service, and excellence, and especially that service and excellence to show up and perform our duties requires this. Well, fortunately, we have with us today our subject matter expert, Master Sergeant Daniel Alexander. And he's been serving our Air Force for over 14 years and is currently the business process owner of the Commander's Special Programs. And he's assigned to the policy floor of the Personnel Programs Directorate. He's a principal advisor on 12 different personnel programs responsible for executing Department of the War and Department of Air Force policies for commanders and 706,000 total force airmen and guardians across the world. His direct impact and devotion to the A1 community are imperative, as is his involvement in numerous initiatives this past year that have been driven by President EO's executive orders and the Secretary of War's Department of the Air Force Warrior Ethos implementation. Welcome, Master Sergeant Alexander.
Thank you, General O'Donnell, and thank you, Chief Ludd. I appreciate the invite today, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Now, since the announced overhaul of the department's physical fitness program in September of 2025, we've had a lot of suggestions and revisions to the new fitness program that have been through the process, both unofficial and official, social media, just lots of discussion and talk about that. Some of them have been rescinded and replaced. Can you tell us through all that, where are we at today?
Absolutely, sir. The current guidance that we have is derived from the Secretary of the Air Force Public Affairs Team from a few weeks ago on January 6th, and the A1 with their notice from the 29th of January. These publications provided clarity to some areas with regards to update standards and the expected implementation timeline. We are undergoing a transformation in how we approach physical fitness and readiness, aiming to reestablish a holistic culture of well-being that empowers airmen and guardians to be more dominant, agile, and lethal. Since the initial guidance to change the Air Force's PT program was released on September 23rd of 2025, the force was given a deadline of December 31st to complete assessments before changes were made. The temporary pause shall impact all testing, which began on January 1st and continues through the end of February, as this pause enables the force to facilitate the transition between the programs. Diagnostic testing will begin March 1st with full implementation under the new PFA standards expected for July 1st.
I tell you, Sergeant Alexander, I'm really glad to have you here today. I think the last time we worked together, you were changing the Outstanding Airman of the Year program for the Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force. So I know you got your stuff together and we're in good hands.
That's right, Chief. What an incredible opportunity that was. And I'm happy to be working with you on this one as well.
With that said, I appreciate you outlining where we're at today. There's been a lot of discussion, a lot of anxiety on exactly what's going to change, what do we have to do. Can you talk a little bit about some of those changes?
Yes, sir. That's correct. We completely understand the anxiousness and the urge for the new standards to be published, yet we appreciate the flexibility and the patience that everybody is exhibiting as we wait for additional guidance, for score charts, and for updated warfighter fitness playbook to be finalized. The physical fitness assessment will still be based on a 100-point scale, and changes that we do know of include the expectation of testing every 6 months. To fulfill the cardiorespiratory component, members will have the option of either completing a 2-mile run or a 20-meter high aerobic multi-shuttle run, also called the hammer. Our muscular strength and core endurance components are not expected to change and will still offer traditional or alternative exercises for testing. An important update is the inclusion to the weight and height ratio measurement, which will realign our body composition assessments away from our birth month and back as part of our PT testing. By doing so, this gives us a more complete picture of an individual's physical capabilities and keeps them prepared and ready for current and future operational demands.
Well, that's excellent. And I think, Chief, as I look at that, I think airmen will be familiar with those different events. What's your preferred events when you do your test?
I just like to go out there and run it. Last time I actually did the hammer, just to try it out because I had actually never done it as a part of my test, just kind of in a few trial things. I didn't mind doing it, but I'm more of the traditionalist. Let me do my push-ups, my sit-ups, and just run. That's probably because that's just what I've done my entire career. But I do know our airmen do appreciate having the flexibility to choose some of those options that work best for them and their program. So I am glad that we're going to be able to retain some of those options.
Yep, Chief, I think that's true. And then also, of course, with the 2-mile run, updating and changes to the numbers, we'll be updating the IT system so that the tracking for the MyFitness is accurate, because we don't want to do those things manually. We know what manual work is like here at AFPC, and that's a lot of extra time for airmen that if we can get the systems correct, that's what we'll be doing during this time as we proceed towards implementation, is making sure we're all ready to go across the whole process and system.
General, one thing that I'll add that comes to mind when I think about this, whatever the components are, as the old crusty chief in the room, what I would tell folks is I understand the anxiety and the curiosity and wanting to know exactly what it's going to be like. The best thing you can be doing for yourself today is go out and start running, making sure that you're working out, making sure that you're doing the things to stay fit. And then trust me, I believe that you'll have no problem when it comes time to taking the assessment if you're doing those kind of things. Don't wait and cram for the test the day before the test. You can't pass fitness like this.
100% agree with you, Chief. Now, additionally, the fitness assessment scores are going to be included on officer and enlisted performance briefs, which is something new for us as an Air Force. There is an exception to policy authorizing all colonels and any members with unsatisfactory or overdue scores, regardless of rank, to be eligible to test on the old standards, if you will, the ones existing now before the new comes in, during this PT testing pause time, because some of those individuals will come up, like the colonels, their reports are coming up before we implement the new system, and so we want to give them the chance to have a current and hopefully passing a fitness score on their evaluations.
General, you know, when I think about, evaluations, now having my fitness scores on it, that's going to be another area that a lot of folks are going to have a lot of different opinions about. And there's a lot of different ways to look at that. But I go back to a long time ago, I worked for a group commander who said, Chief, focus, people will pay attention to the things that you look at. And I think that should show folks the importance of fitness with respect to readiness, is that we're going to document it and make sure that it's on our reports, that should show you how important it is to make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do. And that sends a very clear message to me. The Warfighter Fitness Playbook is another new addition. And Sergeant Alexander, can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Yes, Chief, absolutely. The Playbook is a fantastic resource. It's a guide that provides airmen with everything that they need to develop a comprehensive fitness and lifestyle management program. The current version includes tips on sleep, nutrition, and exercise, reinforcing the idea that fitness is more than just an annual or a biannual test. It's about a holistic approach to the personal well-being, taking care of our bodies that we're blessed with, and doing our part in shaping our long-term health.
Well, that's excellent. And of course, we're getting towards the end of the wrap up today's podcast. And we know the final guidance and cutoff scores are still being coordinated for final approval and publishing. In the meantime, I think we talked about it, but, you know, Mr. Alexander, from your perspective, what should our airmen and guardians be doing to prepare?
Yes, sir. I challenge the force to take this seriously. Whether you like it or not, your physical fitness will directly impact your performance reports and your promotions, more so than they have in a long time, just as you had mentioned previously. There is already a Warfighter's Fitness Playbook published, and an update is on the way, but download this and make the necessary changes in your life. All airmen are encouraged to utilize the pause and diagnostic periods to the testing to familiarize yourself with the changes to the PFA and to adjust their fitness routines accordingly. Your career is your responsibility, and supervisors, let's do our job and make sure our airmen are ready.
Very well said, Sergeant Alexander. I tell you, it is about a lifestyle, right? And don't wait on the changes. Don't wait to see what do I got to do. Get out there, start working on your program. You know if you need to put in a little extra time. You know if you need to back away from the table a little bit. You know if you need to change your dietary habits. Do the things that you need to do to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And when it comes time for that assessment, you'll be okay.
Thanks, Chief. Yeah, I said I don't know many places in the world that you get free access to really, in fact, especially here at JBSA Randolph, some awesome fitness center capabilities and resources, the health and welfare resources that are available to airmen and guardians, and just all of those just in general resources that are available to us for free as a consequence of our service. So this is the time to take advantage of it because, you know, at some point in life we'll be beyond the uniform and we'll get to pay for the gym membership and whatever else. Hopefully we'll continue this culture of fitness beyond the uniform because ultimately it's also about our personal health, and so very important.
Absolutely, General. And take someone with you, right? Go grab a couple airmen, go out there, do some things together. You know the folks, too, that might be struggling. If you're good at running, go run around a track with somebody and help them out.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I'll throw on the end here, as far as resources available, one of the things talking to the team at our fitness center here that have been doing this for a long time said they understand often airmen are reluctant to go into the fitness center by themselves because they just don't know where to start. They don't know how to use the equipment. They don't want to look dumb. You know, I get it. I understand that. But you don't have to. There are people there to help you. Like you said, takes, you know, in your unit, help some of those airmen go with them. Introduce them to those individuals that work at our fitness centers that can help them. And there's trainers available. You know, there's just so many great resources. So thank you. Well, I just want to say thanks to both of you, Master Sergeant Alexander and Chief Ludd, for joining us. And then everyone, please join us for our next podcast when we're going to discuss the Outstanding Airman of the Year program. It's coming up quickly, and so exciting times to recognize those incredible, outstanding airmen executing the mission every day across the total force. So now, if you have questions or issues you'd like us to address, please look for our contact information in the comments from your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first. I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.